train really hard, and they go out and they play, and they absolutely slay the audience. The crowd goes crazy all night long, and at the end of the gig, the manager comes up to him and says, "You guys, you're the best band I ever had in here. I'm going to have you in here every single weekend. You are going to be famous." And the guitar, lead singer, he starts thinking, "Famous, man, I can deal with that. Think all the women that are going to be following us around." The lead guitar player says, "Famous, think all the money we're going to make." And the drummer, he's thinking, "Famous, I can buy a whole bunch more gear and I can get a roadie to drag it around for me." And the bass player's thinking, A-E-A-E-D-A-D-A. Thank you. You've done wonders for my ego. Let's see, anything I forgot to talk about tonight? No. Let me then start to introduce our next act. It will be our final act of the evening. I don't have my glasses on. Bob Bovey. Margo, would you hold this for me? I'm only kidding. Bob Bovey and Gail Heil have been married to each other for 22 years. They live in Black Hammer Township, Minnesota. Gail tells me she's been making music for a living for about 25 years, and Bob, just this June, I believe he told me, has been making music for a living for the past 30 years. They have many recordings to their credit. They play old-time Southern music, and they also play some great Western and cowboy music. Let's see. The great big deal, that I think, is that they're first-time Augusta performers, and they're having a great time here. So let's bring them on out, play a little bit of music for us. Bob Bovey and Gail Heil.
Good evening.
Hi. We're glad to be here, and we're going to start you off with an old-time cowboy song, which is a lot of the stuff that my family did in Nebraska. This is one of the well-known cowboy songs, the old one about the Chisholm Trail. But now, I don't know about you folks, but I'm kind of like those old-time punchers, especially since I've been here at Augusta. What I need to get me going in the morning is a good cup of coffee, or a bucket of it, or so. And so I'm going to teach you how to make coffee. This is the way I do it. Here's a recipe, time tried and true, for Chuck Wagon Coffee, the Buckaroo's Brew. You take coffee and water in equalized parts and set on the fire. That's how the deal starts. And then boil hard for 2 hours, and into it toss the well-rusted shoe from a club-footed horse. Gaze into the pot for a few minutes steady. If the horseshoe ain't floating, the coffee ain't ready. Go up the trail here.
Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, whoop-a-lay, yep, I come a tie, whoop-a-lay. With a $10 horse and a $40 saddle, I'm a-going up north a punching Texas cattle. Come a tie, whoop-a-lay, yep, I come a tie, whoop-a-lay. We started up the trail September 23rd. Started up the trail with the T-bar herd. Come a tie, whoop-a-lay, yep, I come a tie, whoop-a-lay. I'm up in the morning before daylight. Before I sleep, the moon shines bright. Come a tie, whoop-a-lay, yep, I come a tie, whoop-a-lay. Well, I woke up this morning on the old Chisholm Trail. A rope in my hand and a cow by the tail. Come a tie, whoop-a-lay, yep, I come a tie, whoop-a-lay. Well, old Ben Bolt was a good old boss, but he'd ride to see the gals on a sore-backed horse. Come a tie, whoop-a-lay, yep, I come a tie, whoop-a-lay. There's a stray in the herd, the boss said kill it, so I hit it into the skillet. Come a tie, whoop-a-lay, yep, I come a tie, whoop-a-lay. Thank you. It's cloudy in the west, looks like rain, and my damned old slicker's in the wagon again. Come a tie, whoop-a-lie-yip-a-ay, come a tie, whoop-a-lie-ay. With my seat in the saddle and my hand on the horn, I'm the best old cowboy ever was born. Come a tie, whoop-a-lie-yip-a-ay, come a tie, whoop-a-lie-ay. Well, I went to the boss, asked for my roll. He had it figured out, $9 in the hole. Come a tie, whoop-a-lie-yip-a-ay, come a tie, whoop-a-lie-ay. Well, we got to the train, put him in the cars, and that was the last of the old two bars. Come a tie, whoop-a-lie-yip-a-ay, come a tie, whoop-a-lie-ay. Well, come along, boys, listen to my tale. I'll tell you my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, whoop-a-lie-yip-a-ay, come a tie.
Thank you very much. Bob and I, when we first met each other, sat down and played some music at a festival in St. Louis, where I actually come from originally, and we figured out that we really like to sing those old sentimental songs together a lot, and so we're going to do one that hopefully you all know and would feel free to sing along on.
I would say this one rates about 3 on the hanky scale, so you might want to get your hankies ready for it. This is one that goes back to Civil War days, or right thereafter, the story of Darlin' Nellie Gray.
There's a low green valley on the old Kentucky shore where I wild many happy hours away. Sitting and singing by my little cabin door where lived my darling Nellie Gray. When the moon had climbed the mountain and the stars were shining too, I would take my darling Nellie Gray. We would float down the river in my little red canoe while my banjo I would sweetly play. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm sitting by the river and I'm weeping all the day, for you've gone from the old Kentucky shore. See her, but she's gone, the neighbors say. The white man has bound her with his chains. They've taken her to Georgia for to wear her life away as she toils in the cotton and the cane. My canoe is underwater and my banjo is unstrung, and I'm tired of living anymore. My eyes now look downward and my song shall be unsung on the old Kentucky shore. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm sitting by the river and I'm weeping all the day, for he's gone from the old Kentucky shore. My eyes are growing dimmer, I cannot see my way, and somebody's knocking at the door. I hear the angels calling and I see my Nellie Gray. Farewell to the old Kentucky shore. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm sitting by the river and I'm weeping all the day, for you've gone from the old Kentucky shore. Thank you.
Well, I think we're going to do you a Midwestern tune next.
Gail grew up in Missouri. She learned from a lot of players down there, fiddle players, and this is one of the tunes a lot of the fiddle players in Missouri do like to do.
I call this one Saddle Old Kate. Saddle Old Spike is another name for it.
Well, besides learning tunes and songs from family and friends, we're great believers in recycling. And so we get a lot of our tunes or songs off of those old 78 records. You know, we dig them out of the junk stores and flea markets. Some songs have been trapped in those grooves for 70 years. Did you ever think about that? Well, we want to kind of free them up, get them out on the airwaves again. And this is one of those songs. And the reason I have to explain all that is because this song actually has no socially redeeming values. And so that's really about all I can say about it. This is a song called It's All Gone Now.
enjoyed the biting, but it's all gone now. He never was whooped in any fight. When he whooped a dog, it was an awful sight. But if a dog was able, he'd run with all his might. But it's all gone now. It's all gone now. It's all gone now. My dog was walking right along down the trail. A fight slipped upon him just as easy as a snail. He grabbed my dog by say every dog has his day, except that one, he had a weekend. I used to have a car that was built for speeding, but it's all gone now. I let my gal steer it while I done the feeding, but it's all it into a telephone pole, wrapped it up like a jelly roll. She's in the hospital and I'm in the hole, and it's all gone now. It's all gone now. It's all gone now. I saw that she was headed for the ditch. I reached over and I cut off the switch. I hit that pole like a son of a gun, and it's all
actually, that part about the dog was true, and it was a terrible thing. I had this, it was my favorite dog. And that Feist got him, you know, those little fighting dogs, Feist. Bit his tail right off, and my poor dog bled to death. And I hated to lose him. It was a terrible thing. But the worst of it was, for weeks after that, his ghost followed me around, howling for his lost tail. Like to drove me crazy. Finally figured out what to do, though. Went down to the liquor store, because that's where they retail spirits.
Well.
Boy, you are easy.
You really don't
thank
need
you.
To applaud at all.
They said I'd get free booze here. As I told you, I grew up in Nebraska, and in fact, I am still taking pills for it. I'm a recovering Nebraskan, and my family sang a lot of the old songs, and they also took me to fiddle contests and had old records and introduced me to a lot of the old country music. And my favorite record of all the ones my grandparents had was an old recording of Jimmy Rogers. Now, I'm not talking about Jimmy Rogers who sang Honeycomb. I'm talking about Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, the Mississippi Blue Yodeler. And so I'm gonna sing you a Jimmy Rogers song here. It's one called No Hard Times. I got a barrel of flour, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. Chickens in my backyard. Yodel-dee, yodel-dee. I got corn in my crib, cotton growing in my patch. I got corn in my crib and cotton growing in my patch. Got that old hen sitting, waiting for that old hen to hatch. Brand new pair of shoes. Well, I can't be
quick as running around. Hitch up my mules and take a hold of my lines. Well, I can't be bothered with all these old hard times. Yodelay, yodelay. I can make more money with my pick and plow. I can make more money with my pick and plow. My one-eyed mule with my good old Jersey cow. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Yodelay, 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 yodelay,
We'd like to thank you. This is going to be our last one. We are having the best time here, and we hope if you're having half as much fun as we are, then we're having twice as much fun as you are. So you better get busy. It's just not fair otherwise. We're going to finish up with an old-time Southern gospel song. This is not the kind that they would sing in the Lutheran churches where we live. I don't
sort
know what
gospel
else.
Gospel and overdrive.
Right, right. And if you know the chorus to this and want to sing with us, we like that. We'll see you around the next few days.
This is called I Chased Old Satan.
Sure.
working grin. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Gail Heil and Bob Bovey.
Good day, y'all. Great.
Well, thanks for coming. That's it tonight. There's a dance up at the pavilion. Come on up and shake a leg and moan, as they say. And we'll see you tomorrow night in the Picking in the Park, and we'll see you Thursday at the concert. Right? Safe home.